Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Tibble Nibbles. So on the 12th of March, that's 2 days after we went to Bokan, a group of us went to the Game Bird at the Stafford Hotel, which is in St James's, a very, very nice part of London for those of you who aren't from London. It's a short walk from Green Park. You walk down the side of Green Park, take a left through what actually looks like a little bit of a scary passageway, and you come out directly opposite a very, very posh five-star hotel called the Stafford. The Game Bird is described by them as their casual dining. I took the casual a little bit too literally and turned up in a t-shirt and jeans, whereas I think the aim really is it's casual for people who can afford to stay at five-star hotels in the centre of London. So whilst the staff of course were lovely and didn't really mention it, I did get looked at by some of the other patrons as though I'd walked in with dog's mess on my shoes. But never mind, they weren't paying for my bill. So we went here again on a 50% off deal. And I think just to let you know, I think this is probably the best restaurant I've been to so far this year. I was very, very impressed. The layout of the place was very much as I like. It was quite homely. It was very comfortable. As a table for six, we had like our own, not quite a little room, but because the restaurant is basically made up of a series of smaller rooms by the looks of it, we had one by ourselves. So it gave us some really nice privacy. We didn't feel like we were being too noisy for the people next to us or anything like that. It was really lovely. The chairs were absolutely excellent. They were like proper little, they're almost like the chairs that you get in your lounge, but just on wheels, which was really nice. As you'd imagine from a restaurant in a five-star hotel, the service was immaculate. They had a very good sommelier there who I enjoyed having a quick chat to. And the staff, the staff and the general service was absolutely immaculate. So again, going for my not having what I normally have, I went and had a starter. So my starter was Orkney sea scallops, which normally would be £18. I mean, this is a very expensive place to eat. You know, out of my price range normally, I think. But it was still, I mean, still £9 for a starter. At half price. So I had Orkney sea scallops with roasted cauliflower, smoked roe and seaweed butter. And it also had, which I was quite surprised not to see on the menu, a little bit of sauce that looked like it had squid ink in it, which was absolutely delicious. I was so impressed with this. The scallops were cooked perfectly. I think it's so easy to either undercook and overcook scallops. I think you probably have like, I don't know, 10 seconds or something either way, probably less than that to make sure that they're perfect, but they were beautifully browned on the outside, absolutely perfectly cooked all the way through. Really, really good. The cauliflower went with everything really well. The smoked roe added, you know, a certain something extra as well, but absolutely excellent. Other things that I tried as well, one of my friends had dressed Devon crab, which again was £18, so £9 on the special deal. That was probably even better than the scallops. I have had a little bit of food envy on that one. And then also was quite popular was the deer tartare. I'm not much of a tartare eater. I don't mind it when I have it. I have a friend of mine actually who makes it for dinner parties, and that's really good. I thought it was very nice, an interestingly different flavour, not too gamey compared to obviously normally have it made from fillet steak. But I thought that was really excellent. And I stayed on the fish theme for my main course, and I had a whole Dover sole. I love fish. I particularly love Dover sole. I mean, this was a whopping £40 for the main course, whole Dover sole Meunier. So, I mean, it only cost me £20, which I thought was an absolute steal. And talk about old school, they have a trolley. They didn't have the trolley quite ready when we were there because it was still soft launch, but they filleted it table side, and I can't remember the last time I saw that. She did it really so well. It came out beautifully. The Meunier sauce was just divine. It's something that I really like. It was rich, it was beautiful in it, and it went with the Dover sole so well. So what else do my friends have? Let me have a try and think. They do in their meat and game section, they do have an item called the Game Bird, which a couple of people tried, which was roast pigeon, parsnips, cavolo nero, confit leg and a bull shot. That was really very good indeed. I tried a little bit of that. One of my friends who had it wasn't a huge fan of slow cooked anything. So I got to have the confit leg, which I thought was excellent, and a little bit of the pigeon breast as well, which I was good. The thing that I almost had, and there's a part of me that really wish I just said, I'll sod it and have two main courses. But I was trying to think of when the last time I saw a chicken Kiev on a menu. And this was Norfolk black chicken Kiev with truffle butter and pom puree. Mashed potatoes is one of my favourite things in the world. And obviously this is posh mashed potatoes. And I'm always keen to try different and interesting things. So that was really lovely. I can't remember what other people had. I think quite a few people had steaks. There was a... So I had friends who shared the Côte de Bœuf for two people, which came with Yorkshire puddings, beef dripping, potatoes, and Bordelaise sauce. That was very good. And one of the other chaps had the fillet steak, which did look like you could literally cut it with your fork. We also tried the triple cooked chips and fries. We had spinach, mixed leaves, and rocket and parmesan. All of which was really very good. I can't get over how good this place was. I was so impressed with everything from the service to the food. It was all perfectly timed. Everything was great. Nothing was too much effort for them. And the food was just sublime. And then the desserts, we did go and try quite a few different things, which was really nice. There were so many things on the dessert menu that I really wanted to have. I wound up sharing the tarte tatin for two people that came with caramelized onions and cinnamon ice cream. Sorry, caramelized onions. Caramelized apples, forgive me. And cinnamon ice cream for £16. So we paid £8. So £4 each for tarte tatin was absolutely unbelievable. It's not something that I have very often. I know that it's a particularly difficult thing to cook, and it was absolutely sensational. I was so impressed. The other popular thing was pistachio souffle. I'm not a massive pistachio fan. I don't mind them pistachio nuts, but I find pistachio flavour is a little bit weird for me. So that came with pistachios and white chocolate ice cream, which looked really nice. The other thing that I was very torn about, and if I hadn't found anyone to share the tarte tatin with me, I would have gone for the Lyle's golden syrup sponge. Golden syrup is something that I really love. I used to eat it by the spoonful when I was a kid, when my mum wasn't looking. And that came with custard, which again was one of the reasons why I was so keen to try it. Or I would have loved to have tried it, because when was the last time, again, you saw custard on a menu? I think it's probably been a little while for me. The other thing that people had was a chocolate and orange, which is a bit of chocolate mousse, orange jelly and orange sorbet, which they said was very good. I'm not a huge fan of bitter flavour, so I do find bitter chocolate a little bit of a challenge. So we had that. This is somewhere that I would definitely love to go back to. I was just blown away by it. We had a drink in the American Bar, which is right at the back of the restaurant to start off with. It's, again, is not cheap. I think a gin and tonic was about £12, and that's with cheap tonic. But again, perfectly mixed, perfectly served. Everything was really great. I like this sort of old school, classic decor. Very, very British. Very comfortable and a sort of something that I know quite well. I absolutely loved it. I thought the food was superb. I would definitely go back again just because of the price. That makes it a special occasion thing for me, but it's the sort of place that I would like to go for someone's special birthday, drinks in the bar beforehand, go and have dinner and then repair to the bar and drink cocktails until closing time. So yes, highly, highly recommended. You know, if you're in the area and you happen to have, you know, probably the best part of a couple of hundred quid in your pocket, it's probably worth going there for dinner. I do know that they're doing a food and wine pairing, like a tasting menu or something. I'm quite intrigued by that. I would definitely like to give that a go. So if you got to go during the soft launch, or if you do go based on this suggestion, please come back to me and let me know what you think. My email address is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, which is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can get me on Twitter at tibblenibbles, at tibblenibbles. Please let me know what you think, and stay tuned for episode number 5.